Yesterday's Gemara was very, 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 very strong Gemara to understand.
Oh, Brad, are you recording, Ellie? Both of them?
Robert Rami Ksiv, Tzadakal of Rami Beis. Robert Rami Ksiv. Robert brings a contradiction between Tipsukim.
Where is this?
It's like three quarters of the way down. Robert is the second word on the line.
Okay. Thank you.
Baniyamas Rachaya. The pasuk says, I kill, I yamis, I bring death. Vachaya.
No, I'm fine. Come on, let's go. I have to read it. Hello.
I bring him back to life.
But at the opening of 12, now I'm going to tell you where I'm at. The Kam Mitzvah's Rabbah.
When it's about the way Rashi learns the Gemara.
Meaning all of the mitzvahs that are safe for the Israelites.
The way Rashi learns the Gemara, and the Amos Vachaya, the same way that I kill someone, I bring him back to life. And the Amos Vachaya is, it's not just expressing that I kill him and bring him back to life. The same way is like a hekesh, The same way that I kill him, I bring him back to life. That means if he died blind, he's going to be brought back to life blind. And the Amis Vachaya, the same way I kill, I bring back to life. That's one pasuk. So that pasuk is mashma that Tchias HaMeisim doesn't heal the person. Comes back to life, but whatever he had in his lifetime, he still has. Seven, there's another pasuk. It's over there. Machatzti, I smite. On the earth, and I heal. So that pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu heals people. What?
People are going to be brought back from forever ago.
I sure hope so.
How are they going to cope with the changes in society? I'm guessing society is not going to be the same.
The prevailing valiant society is going to be Chachmas HaTorah. Anyway, they're going to be suitably adapted to that. Society is going to be based on Mikdash. Society is going to be Karbanos. Society is going to be Tshuva.
We're going to have a real base in the...
It's a very suitable environment.
It'll be the way that it's supposed to be.
Exactly. It's a perfect world. How are they going to react when they see MP3?
Have
you seen MP4 players? Yeah.
Rabbi Fertel.
Yes, we'll have technology. According to Shmuel, we'll have technology.
And according to Rav?
According to Rav Yechanan, we have no idea what it's going to be like.
Rabbi Fertel and Rabbi Langston were speaking about whether there will be technology in the base of Mikdash.
In the base of Mikdash? Yeah. What do you need it for? It's Nisim.
Yeah,
Nisim. Anything you need, you get. There's no point.
How many Nisim?
You need technology in a place that
that
doesn't take up space and that keeps burning forever and smells. What do you need it for?
Yeah. What didn't take up space? Only the Aron, right?
Aron. Yeah. And people. Not just Aron, people.
People didn't take up space?
Nope.
So you could have 10 people and 50 people shoulder to shoulder and
there are hundreds of thousands of people that fit in squashed like sardines, and then when it came time for them to bow down, they had 4 amas for each person.
6 feet, whatever.
They had 4 amas for each person, yeah. 8 amas, 8 feet to bow down, yeah. Somehow. They bow down and they were able to bow down.
It's like
no,
the
but
chest
it'll make it easier
feet.
If you have radios in
what?
There, right?
You have a stira.
I'm turning the guitarist now.
You have a
talking about before, one's talking about after.
Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, we said, yeah, we had this recited before in yesterday's Gemara. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mashmi, Memes, Ani Mechaya. First, I'm going to bring life to what I brought death to. Wahad Mashmi Mechatsi Ani Erpa, then afterwards, I'm going to. That which I smote, I'm going to heal. So it's not a contradiction. It's two stages. Well, in the meantime, we're going to get back to this multi-step process. Yeah, why does it have to be that way? Why can't the person come back healed? Like, why does it have to be that way? Turn around, Bono. And the Amos Vachaya. I'm going to kill, I'm going to bring to life. I'll kill one guy. I'm back and I'm going to give life to a different guy. You know, a kid is born, a kid dies. Amos Vachaya means a Kaddish Baruch Hu takes people away from the world and brings people into the world. That could be pshat. And it has nothing to do with Chiyus HaMeisim.
Is that Misa for eating your own blood?
No.
Karis memories?
No.
No good.
Kedar Sha'alam Leib. That's the way the world is accustomed. Tamalai Mamachatzi Vaniyapa. The second part of the pasuk says, I'm going to heal the wound. So, Mamachitza Rafur Be'achad. Just like the wound and the healing is talking about the same person. The end of the pasuk is talking about healing the wound. So obviously, you're going to heal what? What? You're going to heal the wound. So Af Misa V'Chayim Be'achad. So in the beginning of the pasuk is also talking about bringing to life to the dead one. Mikan Shuvul Aymer Eitzkiyas HaMeisim Min HaTorah. So this is a response to those who claim that there's no Tzkiyas HaMeisim Min HaTorah. Here you see, clearly, Pash Pshat. And the Amis V'Chayim. Melech Meimis and Mechayim. He kills and he brings to life. Not the other way around. Tanya Amrit Meir. Minayim Tzkiyas HaMeisim Min HaTorah. Shinamar. Oz Yasher Moshe Bnei Yisrael Tashir Azos L'Shem. Yasher is future tense. Moshe Bnei Yisrael will sing. Shalei Nemar. Doesn't say they sing. El Yasher, they will sing. Kanat Chiyas HaMeisim Min HaTorah. They will sing.
Was it Oz that was the word that...
Yasher. Kiyetu B'davar. We'll get back to this also. Just remind me to get back to these points. Kiyetu B'davar Ata Oimer. Oz Yivni Yeshua Mizbeach Lashem. Bana Leinema El Yivna Mikan Tzchias Amesim in Atayim. The Yeshua will build a Mizbeach. Pashup Shanda Gemara is he didn't do it. He died, he didn't do it. And the only way for him to do it is to come back to life and build it in the future. El Miata. If you're going to say that a word in future tense means that he's going to come back to life and do it after Tzchias HaMeisim, you're going to have a problem with the next pasuk. It's a pasuk of Malachim. Oz Yivne Shlomo, then Shlomo will build right after Tzchias HaMeisim, right? Let's be consistent. Bama, an altar. L'kamush. Kamush is the name of an idol. Shikutz Maya, the disgusting idol of Moab.
Moab is gone.
Shlomo HaMelech going to build an altar to an idol after after Tchias HaMeisim? Could you imagine that?
No.
Hachinami di Ibna?
Probably not.
Sure. What's shot? And the pshat over there is Maila Lava Kasu Kilabana. Did the Torah considered as if he did it? Maila Kasu Kilabana. Torah considered as if he did it. I may be shabbat lazy. Minanskiya Samasim and Atarah. Remember, Ashra Yeshua Visecha. Fortunate are those that dwell in your house. Oid means continuity. Oid means continuity. Yaluka Sela. They will praise you, Sela. End of Pasuk. Yaluka Lainamer. It doesn't say that they praised you, Elihau Luka. They will praise you. Mikamatsuki has a Mason in a time.
That doesn't sound like it has to be talking about later on, because it's not referring to anyone specific who died already.
Yeah. Well, we have to get back to this one you cite in this whole Gemara that Mitzvah will talk about. Get back to it.
Also, why don't they all refer to Mashiach? Who says it's like a nation?
Yeah, you're asking very good questions. I'm going to be Shimon Levi, because I am a Shira by the Mazah. Anyone that sings the praise called Shira in this world, Zaychev Aymel Elam Haba, will merit and say it Elam Haba. Shema Asher Yeshve V'Secha. So Yeshve V'Secha is referring to sitting in the house of Hashem. And he's understanding that as someone that sits in the house of Hashem, or someone that says Shira in this world. Aya Lukasala, that's referring to the next world. Amr Chia Bar Abba Amr Yechanan, Minayin Utchia Samesim Na Torah, Hadin Utchia Samesim is to be found in the Torah, Shnema, Kol Tzafayich Nas Lekol, the voice of your seers. Tzafayich is like a Navi. Navi is people that see. Yachtav, together, Yiranenu, they will praise you. Rininu Leinamer, it doesn't say past tense that they praised you. El Yiranenu, they will praise you, Mikayin Utchia Samesim Na Torah.
Because all the Navim are gone.
Pasha Pshad is what you're saying, yes. I'm Rav Chia by Abba, I'm Rav Yechon, I'm Rav Yechon, I'm Rav Yechon, I'm Rav Yechon, I'm Shira B'Kalecha. They're all going to say Shira with one voice together. Shnei Mekol Tzafayach Nasu Kol, the voice of your prophets is lifted up in resounding sound. This is in Yeshaya.
Because I don't have that quote.
Yachtav Yiranenu. They're all going to praise you together. So the Gemara's darshan in the word Yachtav. And I know. Okay, that's the Gemara.
He's repeating the pasuk that we just mentioned.
Kalecha.
So it doesn't have the quote.
Just 2 points I wanted to talk about. There's 2 points I wanted to talk about. They're related. We were talking about the healing process that follows Tzvias and Mesim. It's two stages. First, the guy gets up, and then Hashem heals him. The next point that we talked about is, you see, the Lashon Asid is a raya, is a proof that Tzvias and Mesim is going to turn.
Which one?
You see, repeatedly, the Gemara brings a proof from the future tense of words. You know, it's a future tense. That the Tchiyas HaMesim in the Torah. Between the hours of 5 and 8. Two related points. Somebody comes and they make the doors go open at 9 o'clock. You know that they have broken into the program. But the first you said, you see, the Tchias HaMesim is referred to as a healing process. In our world, we're accustomed to thinking that there's death and there's sickness, and those are two different things. When a person dies, it takes some nes of Tchias HaMesim to bring him back to life. If someone gets sick, he gets better. Therefore, I can use or abuse nature. That's a product of us believing in the finality of death. And because we don't see people coming back from the death, so then we make this dichotomy in our minds. That there's death and there's sickness, and they're not related, because no one comes back from the dead, but people get better all the time, so it must be two different things. There's a certain finality to death. But that's appearances. The truth is that every sickness is a form of death. Every sickness is a form of death. It is.
Yeah, what, it's like a...
That's what sickness is.
Not
it's
a
death.
Form of death, but it's
a percentage. Right, it's a percentage. It's a percentage of death. The same thing that happens when a person dies, that means his neshama leaves him. So sickness is the sickness of the neshama, not of the guf. There's all kinds of sicknesses that come out of people because they're not as alive. They're not as alive.
Well, sickness does usually, like, drain you out and...
Sickness drains you out, but I'm talking about the other the other
you're not
direction.
With it also, you're not.
That if someone is not alive, he's prone to sickness. I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example from medical science. People that are sufferers of depression are more prone to illnesses. They're more prone to contract illnesses. They'll catch the flu more often. They've proven that the will to live could act as a counterforce against the multiplication of cancer cells. And also they motivate. What's the word? What? No, we're talking about the antibodies. They cause them to turn on. How do you say that?
Activate?
They activate the antibodies. The matzav ruach of a person, positive outlook, the determination, does it. They have studies. Not that we need any studies, but they're interesting. You know? So it is interesting when you...
Can it work the other way also?
Of course. They had children that were suffering. They had children that were suffering from various tumors, and some game developer programmed a video game that the children play, and they have a blaster, and they attack the malignant cells with killer T cells, certain type of cells that attack malignant cells and destroy them. And they saw that there was a positive effect in the well-being of the kid and the response to treatment.
Oh wow, that's really cool.
As I'll say, ruach adam mechalkaleu, the ruach of a person is like a nourishment. It nourishes him. Someone gets depressed, he has a bad day, he loses his job, he gets sick all the time.
The ruach of a person
sustains him. And that's because sickness is a form of death. When the guy dies, you say depression is obviously death, right? We know depression is death. If a guy dies, Simcha's life, so depression is death. If a guy dies, what's Mariah the Simcha's life? Vilna Gaon says Simcha's life. Vilna Gaon says Megillas Esther. Haman wanted to do four things to the Jews. Lahashmid wanted to destroy them. Laharag, he wanted to kill them. Laabed, he wanted to cause them to be lost. Ushlalam levayis, and take away all the possessions. Vilna Gaon says that the four things that we do, we have a mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. We have a mitzvah of... That's the last one. We have a mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. We have... Suda. Thomas of Yainim. And... Simcha. On Purim, there's a mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, there's a mitzvah of Simcha. It's also to have a eulogy on Purim, or a fast on Purim. So this is a chi of Simcha. Then there's Mishta, you have to have a feast. Matanos of Yainim. So Vilna Gaon says that the chi of Kriyas Megillah, that's because Haman sought. Lahashman Lahag Abed Shlomo Avais. So Haman thought Lahashman as he wanted. Lahashman as he wanted. He wanted to destroy our connection to mitzvahs. Haman tried to destroy our connection to mitzvahs. So he tried to destroy our connection to mitzvahs, and what result is that we had more mitzvahs. We have Megillas Esther. Laharag is he wanted to kill us. Vilna Gaon says he wanted to kill us. So instead of killing us, instead of that, we have a mitzvah simcha. La'abed is he wanted to destroy the bodies after we kill us. Put the Jews in the ovens. Sound familiar? So instead of him killing us and destroying our bodies, so we have a mitzvah to feast our bodies, so we have a mitzvah mishnah. Ushlam la'avayz, he wanted to plunder all of our belongings, so in return for that, we make sure that everybody has belongings on Purim. So you give him a ton of stuff behind him, so no one should be without belongings. So the Rambam guide says that the mitzvah of simcha is in place of Haman trying to kill us. Because simcha is life. Simcha is life. Someone that lives by atzmus, his neshama is not functioning the way it should. If a guy is brokenhearted, if he's depressed, the neshama is not functioning the way it should. He's not alive. And the neshama is not alive. The neshama and the guf are connected. The guf's going to get sick. You want a muscle? I mean, a muscle is achmal. So what happens to a leg that the circulation, that the blood doesn't circulate well? There's arterial problems and there's blockages and the blood flow is diminished in the legs, so it starts festering. Sores and gangrene could start setting in because if the source of life is diminished, so then the leg is prone for all kinds of ailments and diseases. There's chas v'shalom in severe cases, if the circulation of the legs isn't flowing properly, then it has to be amputated to save the life of the patient. So if somebody's depressed, so he's cutting off his spiritual nourishment, and the spirit is what keeps the body alive. It's like the salt for the meat. So then the body dies. That's what sicknesses come from. So sickness is death. If sickness is death, it means death is sickness. So it means death is sickness. Death is not terminal. People don't die from death. It's not terminal. It's not a terminal condition. What's the difference? People don't die from death. Death is an illness. Man was born, man was created to live. Dying is something which is foreign to a human being. Anybody that knows anything about people and the neshamas and bodies knows that man was born to live.
Man was born what?
The pasuk says, Lay amus ki echya. David HaMelech said to him, Lay amus ki echya. I'm not going to die because I'm going to live. We say this in Rosh Chodesh, in Taiva, Kalamayid. L'yom is kiyek, I'm not going to die because I'm going to live. Does that make sense?
It makes
by living,
sense.
You won't die.
But if you die, you die. You're alive now, but you could die. Because he's alive now means he's not going to die? Now he's alive.
Right,
he lived 70 years. David HaMelech lived for 70 years, and then he died. So almost kiyeche, I'm not going to die because I'm alive.
Yeah.
The way to understand that pasuk is you have something which is blue.
Which is what?
Blue.
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 Flounder.
No, just blue.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
There's no difference. Blue. This is blue, it's not black. Because blue can't be black, because black is not blue and blue is not black. Life can't die.
Make it dark enough blue.
Life can't die.
Blue.
Life cannot die because the definition of life.
Flounder can't be a salmon.
Okay, just stop me. Definition of life. Definition of life is something that always lives. Definition of life is eternity. There is no such thing as life that ends. Life, by definition, doesn't end. Would you call something a wellspring if there's a spigot to turn it off? That's not a wellspring. That's a faucet. Life, by definition, can't end. If it ends, it's not life. The definition of life is eternity.
We're not alive.
Like Amis is I'm not dead, ki echya, because I'm alive. I understand the pasuk. Like Amis ki echya, I'm not dead because I'm alive. I'm alive. I can't. You can't die.
That's what life is.
That's what life is. Which means that we don't die. Do you understand? That means tzchias amazim.
We die, but
no,
death,
we don't.
Wait, but death is a sickness.
It's not. It's a sickness. It's not death. That's right. There
well,
is
that's
no,
what death
there
is.
There is no death. Right. There is no death.
There's no such.
It's a sickness.
Death is perceived.
Right. It's perceived
wrong.
Death,
no,
but it's in reality.
People
it's a
think
sickness.
Death is the end.
It's not terminal.
So how come people who have good neshamos die? How come we have death?
They don't die.
I'm saying how come...
They don't die.
But we said that sickness is a sickness of the neshama.
Yes, but it's not death. That means that there's always a way of fixing
so
it.
Someone when a gadol becomes sick, what's his...
He becomes sick.
That's God's
reasons. There's no one that's perfect. Ain misa b'leichet. There's no one that's perfect. By a big person, it's a very minuscule flaw. There's no perfection. Very few individuals reached a semblance of a level of perfection. There's a few, Moshe Rabbeinu, Eliyahu Hanavi,
even Moshe Rabbeinu made mistakes.
Right.
He hit the rock.
Sarach Bas Asher. Amram.
So what about the person who got killed? The Malachim of us took the wrong person.
That means he's never cut. So now we can understand the first Gemara. Gemara's challenge, you know, that really, really Tchias HaMeisim, the person should get up, and if he was blind, he should get up without the blindness. Because Tchias HaMeisim is healing. So if Hashem's healing death, let him heal the eye too. How do I can understand the Gemara in a new light? Tchias HaMeisim's healing. The guy has two illnesses. He's dead and he's blind. So Tchias HaMeisim is no death. The Gemara answer is true, but there's stages. Get healthier, a little bit healthier, a little bit healthier, a little bit healthier. First take care of the major illness, and then we'll take care of the minor illness. Agav, you know, you find by certain illnesses, the Gemara says, Suma Chashav Kames. Blind person is like a dead person. The Gemara makes a comparison between illnesses and death. So that's the give and take of the Gemara. It's in stages. Why is it in stages? And this, if you learn Derech Hashem, those of you that might have learned a little bit of Derech Hashem, I don't know if you heard Rabbi Langsam's Derech Hashem share.
I learned by myself.
Adam Arishan had two parts to it. One is the neshama, and one is his guf. The neshama is supposed to help Adam bring his guf up to a level. To a level that matches the neshama. People's makeup is very complex. The nature of the neshama is to accomplish things. The nature of the guf is to... The guf is to be a couch potato. The guf has no... There's no nature, has no tendency to accomplish anything. And if you know this, you say, then it teaches you a lot about yourselves. So we have a part of us that it's burning inside of us to accomplish and to do something. And then we have a part of us that defeats any attempt to accomplish anything. People by nature have different natures. And the man was created for the neshama to use the guf, even though the guf might, the guf has no initiative of its own. The guf doesn't have its own initiative. The guf by nature is in a state of inertia. But to use the guf, energize the guf, and use the goof in the service of Hashem, and then the goof will change. Okay? Hashem is not physical, the goof is physical. Had Adam Rishon done that, he could have done that just by not eating from Netz Adas. Had he done that, so then the goof would have started changing. Okay? Well, what kind of change would it undergo? when Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, what we know, there's a physical part and there's a spiritual part. They're not separate and they weren't created separate. Did you ever make tchina?
Make tchina?
Yeah.
Oh, I never like actually made it, but I made it like more...
You make tchina, you put water into... You have the paste.
Oh, yeah, yeah, fine.
Oh, like that.
You put water into the paste. So water usually dilutes things, but with tchina, it's really interesting. You pour water in, and you know, you have this loose paste, and you start stirring it, and then the paste thickens. Then you put some more water in, and then it finally loosens. We see in our own, in our everyday world that there's certain things. You take water, you expose it to very low temperatures, and it becomes solid. You can even do it with gases, they turn into liquids. This is what we see in the physical world. When Hashem created the world, He did that in a way that we've never witnessed. He took spirituality, and He made it go through a series of stages, so that the spirituality developed into physicality. Physicality and spirituality are not two separate things that live side by side. Physicality comes from spirituality. And when you think about it for a moment, it makes a lot of sense, because it's a lot less complicated. Hashem made one thing, and that thing kept on developing until it became our world. You're making two separate universes and trying to bring them together. That mahalak is very hard to swallow. So Hashem made a neshama, and then the neshama made the goof. And I'm oversimplifying things, because this is the way we have to do things right now. But that Hashem made the neshama, and neshama made the goof. Or part of the neshama developed into the goof. And like we said, the part of the... Now, in order to do that, we said the goof is non-productive nature. That's something which is foreign. How do you have a non-productive nature? Hashem made something. Hashem makes something that's non-productive? Hashem is constantly productive. When you make something, so the thing you make is like the maker. These are these stages. I'm giving you one after another. You make something, an artist makes a work of art. You can tell from the work of art who the artist was, if you're good. You can detect a forgery. That means if a Kadosh Baruch Hu made something, so then the thing that Hashem made has to match the maker. Now, how could a body be made by Hashem and at the same time match the maker? Hashem is productive, the body is not productive. Hashem is revealing Himself and the body hides Hashem's existence. So that's why it's necessary to have a series of steps. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu would create a body directly, it would be productive. That's what Chazal says. If Hashem would make a body directly, Hashem would say, Yehi body, Yehi body. Yo body. He body. So then that body would be very productive, and that body would never have a choice, because that body would never want to do anything wrong. And there's no point. So Hashem didn't make a body directly. He made it in stages. He made a neshama. The neshama is very productive. The neshama is very smart. The neshama is very enthusiastic. The neshama is jumping all over the place. He wants to do mitzvahs. He wants to be a mitzvah angel. And then the neshama made something else, which made something else. It's a series of stages. It's a lot of stages. Until it became the body. If Adam Rishon had not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, so then the neshama would have raised the body up, and then the process would have reversed itself. The body would have become non-physical. Okay? Does this make sense? Why are you doing that?
What does that mean?
It would go back to the way it was before it was a body.
And the world would be over.
No, the world would exist in a much higher state.
But it wouldn't be physical anymore.
Not physical in our sense of the word, right?
We'd nothing still different. Have the Torah, I mean.
No, yeah, but
we,
not
how would we do mitzvahs?
We wouldn't do mitzvahs. We just receive reward. You know that. You don't do mitzvahs after.
Yeah, there are no mitzvahs.
You just are no mitzvahs. You just get reward. You get reward.
Actually, yeah, but you have to do something to deserve that reward. So what would we
do? Yeah, so Adam Rishon would have done it. One person. I'm talking about the model of the world.
Yeah, that's how it
now that he did eat from Eitz Hadas and he has to die, so then the body, he made the body sick, and he made his part of his neshama sick. So the body has to go into the ground. The worms have to eat the body. Then the part of the neshama that he made sick has to go to Ganon, and the Ganon burns out the imperfections. Tchias Mason, whatever's left of the neshama after it's been burnt, whatever's left of the body after it's been eaten by worms, comes back together, Hashem brings it back to life. That's the first step in bringing this thing back to, you know, you're putting, right now the body is right back at the same stage it was, but right before, you know, right when Adam Rishon, right before Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz HaDaas. Before he ate from the Eitz HaDaas, he was all potential. He had, there was no, he hadn't messed himself up yet. He was all potential. Tchias HaMeisim is putting the person right back at that stage before he ate Eitz HaDaas. Mamish. Now we're back to the beginning. We'll come back full circle. And now, since we can't eat from the Eitz HaDaas anymore because we have no Bechira after Tchias HaMeisim, so now the process that Hashem had intended is going to go in stages. So that explains why Tchias HaMeisim has to take stages. And the Gemara uses an example of a blind person, you know, first getting back to life and then heal his blindness. But it's not just healing his blindness. It's healing anything, you know. Anything was wrong. That's just an example. And then you see that the Tchias HaMeisim is a yisayid of coming full circle. The Gemara says, you see the future tense. Future tense denotes Tchias HaMeisim. And every single one of you was asking this question. Like, maybe it doesn't mean Tchias HaMeisim. Maybe it means that they're going to say it 20 years down the line. Like, we know, you know. Maybe Yeshua built them his back and we don't know about it. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu sang a song, you know, sang Shira, and we don't know about it. Like, what's the... It's like you were saying, Pashup Shah in the Gemara, is that we don't have any record that they did it, so it must be that they didn't, and they're going to have to come back to life. That's not Pshat in the Gemara. I mean, that, maybe that's good enough, you know, on one level. Mm-hmm. But I once heard from a big person. I heard it by a Kiddush. He spoke by a Kiddush. This was before I got engaged. So I was going out with my Rebbetzin. Before I was engaged, I was in Yeshiva Shel Yashiv for Shabbos, and there was a Kiddush. And the great, the Adam Gadol Banakim, the giant among giants, Reb Shlomo Freifeld, Zichron Levracha. So he said that deeper pshat, a deeper understanding in Oz Yashir Moshe Vnei Yisrael. He said, it's not pshat that we followed Moshe Rabbeinu until he was 120 years old and we didn't catch him saying Shira, so it must be that he's got to say Shira, so he's going to come back to life and he's going to say Shira. Yeah. Could be, you know, that's not the pshat. Could be Moshe hid somewhere and said Shira. Mm-hmm. He said, because the Torah, when the Torah says something, Yashir doesn't mean that sometime in the distant future he's going to sing a song. He's going to say a Shira. Yashir means eternity. Yashir means he will perpetually be in a state of song. The Torah does, when the Torah speaks in Lashon Asid, there's no limits, there's no limitation to the, you know, thing. A Lashon Asid is not just next year for 5 minutes I will buy a bag of popcorn or something like that. That's not Lashon Asid. Asid is eternity. Asid is forever. Asid is never ending. The future never ends. Oz Yashir Maisha, to all of these rayas share this in common. Oz Yashir Maisha, Oz Yivna Yeshua. All these rayas, that the Torah is being made, the Torah is testifying that he's going to be in a perpetual state of Shira. And that's Tchias HaMeisim. Because Shira, Chiyadua, Tchias HaMeisim is when we come full circle. Adam Rishon was on the verge of going into Gan Eden. All he had to do was go out and reach out and take it. He would have been, lived forever. He would have been besimcha, betub levav, forever. He would have been shalom, complete. He would have been the beneficiary of all that's tov. And he closed the door. He closed the door. And we have to go through 6,000 years of tsar and pain and tribulation. And Tchias HaMeisim, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us back, we're exactly in the same place. After Tchias HaMeisim, we're exactly the guf. Whatever's left of it is okay. Whatever's left. And the neshama, the nefesh, whatever's left of that, it's okay. Puts them back together. He has the guf of Adam HaRishon. He has the nefesh of Adam HaRishon. And now Hashem says, okay, now it's time to continue the song. Keep elevating and going higher and higher. And the guf should become more ruchni and more ruchni and more ruchni.
So
the
guf... You heard that by Kitsch.
Yeah, yeah. So that's, you know, that's the second part of the book.
I mean, what's the whole deal with Shlomo over there? Is he even there, Shlomo?
I don't know.
What do you mean, Ki Ilu Bunny? He actually
I don't know.
What about all the Nevi'im that I asked you? All the Nevi'im are gone. You said that's the Pashup Shot.
Pashup Shot is that...
What's says the other Pashup
Shot? That was what we just said.
What is it in the year 6000? Is it if Mashiach doesn't come by the year 6000?
He will come by the year 6000.
He will come or the world will be destroyed?
No, he'll come.
That's what it is. If he's not here by that time, then he will come? Or
no, he's going to be there.
He should be here before.
The Gula is going to be before the year 6000.
How about if we're not on a high enough Madriga?
That's a very scary thought, because Hashem is determined for us to be on the Madriga. And if we're not on it, he has all kinds of scary things to make sure we get on it. Hashem's determination. It brooks no interference.
I think
that in our generation we are witness to some of the things that Hashem is trying to do to make sure that we make it. You know, there's enough scary things going on. There's a Meshugana that is on the verge of becoming a nuclear power, and he says he's going to incinerate every single citizen in the state of Israel. And you're not scared?
Of course I'm scared.
So what are you going to do about it?
I'm just saying.
No one's stopping
you? What's
going on in
the personally, world now? Me personally, I'm learning now.
Yeah, people are saying he doesn't mean it. They said that about Hitler in 1938.
And what are they doing actually about it?
Well, they're trying to have some kind of...
I mean, there are people, Rabbi, there are people that don't get the message.
That's not...
There are.
Yeah, you know Benjamin Netanyahu? I saw a speech. He was saying how... Hitler, 1938. You know, he talks English.
Rabbi,
so
there are more
say?
People
like,
that don't get the message
the time
that
is now.
Do.
We must
Rabbi,
stand up.
It's
a
time of the
guy
so stupid.
He's like, it's Hitler, 1938.
Honestly.
It's one of the wonders of mankind.
Great success.
Yeah, we can stand up now and stop this madman.
It's a funny thing.